Hello, and welcome to Hey You're Cooking Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Reiner, and today we shall be conversing about the many factors of what living is and what you can do when you feel lost. Tell me it's a leap of faith. Where you just kind of cast yourself out into an unknown existence, something that you've never done, some place you've never been. Do things you wouldn't do normally. Just be someone. I myself have been lost for a long time, and I know it's because I didn't take life seriously. I wanted to have more fun than I was willing to build up myself at a younger age. I mean, hell, I could have gone to college to seek a degree. But I didn't know what I was doing. And when college got tough, it seemed like I was just going, doing random courses. It got tough, I dropped out for the ability to work and make money. All that's given me is the empty existence of being able to be employed. We get lost because of this. We might not know what's actually going on anymore. Sometimes I feel more lost than I thought I'd ever be in life. What do they expect? Life is a beautiful, bountiful source of entertainment and creativity and acquisition of knowledge. Do with it what you can to make it fruitful endeavors. Having sound wisdom and being smart doesn't make you anything in the world. There's not much left, not much for you to do, not much for you to figure out. And get lost in the findings of it all. You'll meet people that you'll enjoy. And the slightest word can upset them and they're gone. Some people just fall out of touch. You experience scenarios that don't make much sense, only nailing down the concept that mankind is fragile and their emotion can be destructive. Fragile emotions start wars, fragile emotions turn a world of possibilities. To a world of obstacles and barriers. Anger stemmed to my roots for a considerable amount of time. Now I know all these people that I've met that are married, and all these people that I know that are getting in the houses and having kids. I'm just kind of lost, not knowing where did I go wrong. Was I not bold enough in my attempts at self-satisfaction? Was I too giving and caring, unaware of the potential of life's vipers? You'll make yourself an easy target in the world if all you can do is give, because all certain people want to do is take. And sometimes it's someone that doesn't even necessarily want to take, but they get used to you giving. It's almost like it's free charity. Kindness has no amplitude. Thankfully, I have my belongings, but my belongings are tangible objects. And as much as I want to let them go, to seek free travels, it's the only thing I have left. I'm not good at establishing myself. I'm good at being a rhetoric for continuous torment in the same fucking skin. I'm gonna try to seek the liability in my own ways, the attempt to correct my mistakes that I've made, but it all just turns to nothing in the end. I'm fearful of what little strength I have, if it's a potential to build off of. Timing becomes worse. And I become lost. It's a testimony that I can't find out, can't figure out my own way. My own way seems non-existent. My own path seems empty and deluded. And as I've spent all this time, once again, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm talking to myself. Talking to myself because I don't know what else to do. I don't know who to turn to. I don't really think I have friends. I have people that will offer me their viable time when they have it.
But they never reach out.
Of the infinite possibilities I've chose to be fearful for my first 22 years of life. And then be a rebel for 4 of them. My attitude's been begrudged by the past. My own nightmares continuously spiraling inside of my mind. As everything I know is slowly comes to an end, is erased, destroyed, rebuilt in another name. My fragile memories are all I have. And I know I can make more.
No point in clicking to the past. For any of us.
You get lost pondering your insanity after a while. But what is it that we're really trying to do, honestly? If we're lost, is there a point to extending ourselves? All you can do if you're lost is wander. But I've wandered too long to feel safe in my own skin. I've wandered aimlessly without purpose. I want more. Everything's broken. Trying to remind yourself of all the places you've been. And all the things you've seen. It's almost like nothing's left. Lost in my cycles, lost in my head, doing my best to not play pretend. Maybe it's an issue, maybe it's all fine, but maybe it's just something I can't get off my mind. Truth and the purpose, watching that flow as the story starts to slow. As I go to places, into adventures, to a world unknown, lost, lost in my cycles. Everything's forgotten now, and I just don't know what to do. It's the purpose of meandering yourself, checking to see, who am I? Where am I going? There's no use for any of this. None of it works. None of it makes sense anymore. Incomplete cycles. Technological errors. Passages in time that lead nowhere. Maybe I'm a ghost. Maybe I'm not just a ghost. Maybe I'm a sick desire to be something more than a ghost. Prevalent energy in the world that just faded away a long time ago. It really helped me understand. I'm lost. Lost my own boundless chains. They both bound me but separate me from the world. I'm a prisoner to not being a prisoner. In my own reality, I guess I could ask myself what I'm even doing. It's too much. But maybe it's not enough. I can leave myself on a hunch. Have all these good ideas and thoughts. Yes, a bunch. Sitting there thinking I'm out of luck. Walking around, looking at the sky, screaming fuck. Sometimes I'm angry. And sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I don't even know what's going on anymore. And I don't even know if that's bad. I'm gonna try to get this to help me understand. I'm trying to get closer to what's actually in demand. Lost profits to a world that seems dead. I'm feeling empty. I don't know what's left. She told me intangible desires, a world that I don't know. Doesn't make sense much. It doesn't even feel like there's much left anymore. So I just sit here and rot away. It's passive existence. It's passive existence. I so wanted friendship. I just wanted fun. And rearrange my values. Because I'm always on the run. Misproportioned nightmares. Spiffy fading in the dreams. Cause I don't know what's even left anymore. It's as difficult as it's ever seen. Looking at the past and a future unknown. Looking at life cycles. Gone on for way too long. Just want purpose. Just want to have fun. Do some memorable shit until my days are done. What exactly are we? Have you ever actually lost yourself? Is it all a technological hazard? Because I've known people long enough to know that certain people I don't want to know any longer. And I've known certain people in my life that I just wanted to keep on knowing. I guess it is what it is, huh? The voice of my past and a reckoning. Future now coming out beckoning. But I'm still in the dirt. Contemplating my current time worth. Took a present. You open it up, and it's just what it is. Have you ever been stuck in your nightmare? Have you ever felt like you didn't want to exist? I'm biased to wisdom, and I'm biased to myself. I'm biased to the options that have been presented in this hell. Go on learning. So I can live a lie. I don't even feel like it would matter if I lived or I died. And propagate these ideas deep in my core. Nurse the creative aspirations for a world that doesn't see creativity any longer. Do you know what it means to feel dead? Do you not know what it means to even pretend that you're alive still? I was a ghost. Awkward and chimed upon myself. Who was left? Just a circumstantial nightmare. It's a ghost. Yet everywhere. Looking at the past and the present. Now it all seems fixed. Looking at everything in my goddamn life right now, it's just starting to feel like shit. I'm a ghost. Do you even know what it's like anymore? And just a sequence of events that led me from eating sandwiches in my car and live streaming, playing Led Zeppelin in the background. So whatever the fuck I'm doing now, working in a restaurant that seems dead end, I don't make enough to support myself. My paychecks, I wouldn't make enough to even live in my own apartment right now. And this one I shout casually into the night sky. Eureka. I've done it. I've accomplished all my goals. It's fading black screen all around me. What's the point of offering something if you can't do anything with it? What's the point of continuing an endless cycle? I got lost in my head, sure. But I just thought I'd have more worth. Have you ever actually tried to figure anything out? Mm-hmm. Been too long, friend. Too long for me. No, nothing left behind my eyes. Surely you can see. Have you ever just pondered the idea that maybe there's more than just feeling like all you have to do is build up your empire? I think this too often. But I don't understand. Is there any other fathomable way to survive in today's world without doing so? I'm a knight in a castle that's empty. I'm a ghost that found himself on the battlefield long after the war has been fought. I've met many people fighting their own battles. But I'm afraid of them. I feel they'll take advantage of my kindness every chance they've got. I don't know how to really pursue love. I don't really know how to pursue anything besides blind desires that I pursue after. Is there something wrong with me? Everything I know will have to be abandoned soon once again. Chase after the idea that I'll have it all figured out, but here I am at the age that most people are settling in, and I can't settle in. Because I can't even settle in my fucking soul. I suppose the best thing you can do in life is try to figure it out along the way. Or maybe that's where I've been wrong this whole time. I just want an opportunity. An opportunity to feel like there's more to life than just sitting. And casually moving on to the next operation, the next day of work, the next day of seeing people that have the ability to go on cruises when I don't even have the ability to spend extra cash on fast food. I don't want to smoke marijuana. I don't want to smoke cigarettes. All this was kind of caused because of my need of escapism. The only material objects I have are those for escapism. And my weight bears to people that mock me of undertones. I want my shit figured out, but it's too expensive to do. I don't have the means to pay for it. It has to happen at the most inconvenient of times if this is where I'd be. But it's not all bad. If I can't do anything about it, there's no point in worrying about what's going on, right? It was a supportive idea, the just freelance life. But it was only supported by my own mind and my own will and curiosity. You see, I'm the kind of person that seeks after love when they have nothing else figured out. That kind of charming bastard, that kind of hopeless romantic, living in a world of death, living in a world of misconceptions. I just don't want to feel disrespected. I don't want to feel like I have to settle. I feel like I can figure things out if I try hard enough. But I'm cut off from the world. The world doesn't understand the energy I have. The world doesn't understand what I'm doing. I can't afford anything. What am I going to do? Go to a different state and have nothing there? It's the trying times in your life where you have to wonder what comes next. What's the point of having a social media account filled with photos from your past, friends you don't talk to, friends that aren't even in your life anymore? They're doing their own thing. Everything that I've known in my life has just been an extent for the need of survival, and that's it. Forgive me if I feel like a ghost. I can't forgive myself enough for killing who I was. But it's not all that bad. I'm alive now, if that means anything. Sometimes I wish I could just have an insurmountable amount of money just land upon me so I'd be able to figure it all out the old Marxist way. But I fear the only devil I know anymore is the one I look at in the mirror when I feel depraved and disgusting for what I've done to myself throughout the years. Disparity does not just exist in my soul, it exists in many. And what I've seen is disparity in others. It's just the desire that maybe things will get better for me at some point. But who knows? I might just off myself. Or perhaps I'll find purpose at some point soon, hopefully. There's not much left. And to the extent of our own mortal values, we find ourselves lost. What should I do? Do I have enough time left to figure it all out? Until I'm in the ground. I don't want to feel like I deserve insults. I don't. I don't want to feel like I can actually take an opportunity and utilize it. So I guess that's where I stand now. In this episode of Heyo Cooking Podcast, Rambles 1. See you next time.